Now, Surah Al-Mumtahina. Again, you will find the same conflict between Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan, but in a different way. And there is, in the background, an incident that took place. This surah was revealed in the 8th year after Hijrah, just before the conquest of Makkah. When the Prophet has decided, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to invade Makkah, and he knew that the Quraysh now don't have the courage to face me. They will surrender. When we go, they will surrender. But he wanted to keep it a secret, so that he should go there, so that they don't have any time to think and to call, you know, their allies from there and from there and from there. Then there should be bloodshed. So he wanted to give a surprise. So he kept it secret. But one of the Sahaba, Hazrat Hatim ibn Abi Balta'ah, radiallahu anhu, he was a muhajir from Makkah. His family was still at Makkah. And he participated in the Battle of Badr also. Now he thought, if this battle, you know, is fought in Makkah, maybe my family will be crushed. Maybe the kuffar, they take revenge on my family. They are sort of hostages with them. So I should do some good to the kuffar, to the Quraysh of Makkah, so that they can have some regard for me and my family, and they spare my family. So he wrote down a letter. And he informed the chief of Makkah that Muhammad Rasulullah is planning to invade and attack Makkah. This letter was given to a woman, and she was carrying it to Makkah. But the Prophet was informed by the revelation. He called Hazrat Ali and two more companions of the Prophet, and he told them, a woman is taking a letter to Makkah, and she is at present at that place, some place in between Makkah and Medina. Go and take it from her. Now they went there. The woman was there. Hazrat Ali said, give us the letter. She said, I don't have a letter. Hazrat Ali threatened, we know you have a letter. This has been told to us by the Prophet of Allah. And if you don't accept, I will take off your clothing and I'll search you thoroughly. After this threat, she opened, you know, the hair locks and took out that letter out of this hair locks and presented. So it was brought back. At that time, Hazrat Umar said, O Messenger of Allah, allow me, I should kill this Hatim ibn Balta'ah. What a big crime he has done. The Prophet said, no, don't you know, Umar, he is Badri. He was present on the day of Badr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven those who participated in the Battle of Badr, all their sins, former or future. So no, he was pardoned. So this is it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took a very serious note. What are you doing? Addresses to one, Hatim ibn Balta'ah. But there were so many Hatims over there. The Munafiqeen, it was a class. He was only representative of that class. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا عدوي وعدوكم أولياء. Now this is that polarization that I said. Hizbullah and Hizbul Shaitan. Unless this polarization is complete, you cannot hope to succeed in the conflict. It has to be very pure. O you who believe, don't make friends with my enemies and your enemies. تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ, offering them love. وَقَدْ كَفَرُوا بِمَا جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ الْحَقِّ, although they have rejected and disbelieved what has come to you from the truth. يُخْرِجُونَ الرَّسُولَ وَإِيَّاكُمْ, they are the ones who expelled the messenger of Allah and also you. أَنْ تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ رَبِّكُمْ, and your fault was only this, that you believe in Allah, your Lord. إِن كُنْتُمْ فَرَجْتُمْ جِهَادًا فِي سَبِيلِ لِي, had you come out from Manka to make jihad in my way, why did you leave Manka at that time? You could have stayed over there. his migration from Mecca was. So then the whole force of the Muslims comes at one point. So then from that base, an attack on the Kufar of Mecca can be launched. You must have some base. And there the whole force should be gathered. That was the reason why this hijrah was made compulsory, compulsory. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ وَلَايَةٍ مِنْ شَيْنَ حَتَّى يُحَاجِرُوا. So much so that it was said that unless these Muslims who train to be Muslims, but they are not making hijrah, they are not immigrating to Medina, you have no connection with them. Till they immigrate. So here also, إِنْ كُنْتُمْ خَرَجْتُمْ جِهَادًا فِي سَبِيلِي وَبْتِغَاءَ مَرْضَاتِي. If you had come out of Mecca to make jihad in my cause and seek my pleasure, تُسِرُّونَ إِلَيْهِمْ بِالْمَوَدَّةِ. You are sending them secret messages of love. وَأَنَا عَالَمُ بِمَا أَفْتَيْتُمْ وَمَا عَلَنْتُمْ. I very well know what you conceal and hide and what you reveal and say out. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْهُ مِنْكُمْ. Whosoever someone of you takes this attitude, does this, فَقَدْ ضَلَّ سَوَاءَ السَّبِيلِ. So he has strayed very far off from the right path. إِنْ يَسْقَفُوكُمْ. If they overcome you, يَكُونُ لَكُمْ عَدَانٌ. They will treat you as enemies. وَيَقْسُطُوا إِلَيْكُمْ أَذِيَهُمْ وَأَلْسَنَتَهُمْ بِالسُّوءِ. And they will extend and stretch against you their hands and their tongues with evil. وَبَدُّوا لَوْ تَكْفُرُونَ. And they desire that you should come back to your kufr. Come back to the religion of your forefathers. لَنْ تَنْفَعَكُمْ أَرْحَامُكُمْ. Your relationships due to the womb of the mother will be of no avail to you. وَلَا أَوْلَادَكُمْ. Nor your children. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. These things are not going to count on the day of the resurrection. يَفْسَلُ بَيْنَكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between you and give his awards. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And verily, whatever you are doing, Allah is seeing. قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ. Indeed, there is for you an excellent example in Ibrahim and those who were with him. إِذْ قَالُوا. When they said to their people, إِنَّا بُرَاءُ مِنْكُمْ. We are quit of you, absolutely disconnected from you. وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ. And also from those whom you are worshipping. مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ بِسَعِدَ اللَّهِ. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. We have rejected you. وَبَلَا بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ وَبَدَاءُ. And between you and us, an enmity and hatred had started. And it will remain forever. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. Until you come to believe in Allah, Allah alone. So this is the conflict. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم. We read it in Surah Al-Fath in the end. This relationship of love and friendship of a woman, truly breathing woman, can be only with a woman. إنما وليكم الله ورسوله والذين آمنوا. Verily your friend and protector is only Allah and His Messenger and those who have faith, who have iman. Illa qawla Ibrahim. Except one saying of Ibrahim, li abihi, which he said to his father. Lastaghfiranna lak. I will definitely ask for forgiveness for you. Wama amliku laka min Allahi min shay. Although I don't own anything about you, I have no authority about you regarding you from Allah. رَبَّنَا عَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. Our Lord, we put our trust in you and we turn to you, and to you is the final and eventual return. Now this is the only exception. But we have read in Surah At-Tawbah that in the end Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he declares himself away from his father also. When he came to know that he is aduwwan lillah, that he is a bitter enemy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he said, okay, now there is no relationship between you and me. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجَلْنَا فِتْنُكَ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقْفِرْ لَنَا. O our Lord, don't make us a tool of those who disbelieve, tool of trial. You are trying them on us. Allow them to persecute us. The trial is from you, but at the hands of these disbelievers. So as if you have made us a tool to test these people, these disbelievers. لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا and forgive us. ربنا O our Lord, إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. Verily, you are the mighty, the wise. لقد كان لكم فيهم أسوة. Verily, for you, there is an example in them. لمن كان يرجو الله. But this example can be followed only by whom? Who hopes Allah واليوم الآخر and the last day. Whosoever believes in Allah, the same word is what they are in Surah Al-Ahzab. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Three preconditions you have to fulfill if you want to follow the model of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Here too, لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. Whosoever hopes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whosoever is fearful of the day of judgment. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. And whosoever turns away from this right path, then Allah is self-sufficient and praiseworthy. He doesn't need anybody. أَصَلَّ اللَّهُ يَجَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةٌ. It's just possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring about love between you and those of them with whom you are at enmity. This condition can come to an end, this enmity, when? If they accept Islam, if they change their position, from that side they cross to this side. Wallahu Qadeem, Allah is powerful. After all, after a few, you may say, not more than 2 years after this conquest of Makkah, whole of Arabia became Muslim. Now that enmity finished. Because you have crossed over from disbelief to belief. So, Allah yajala baynakum wa bayna allatheena aadaytum minhum mawaddatan. Wallahu qadeer. Allah is all powerful. Wallahu ghafurur rahim. And Allah is forgiving and merciful. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. Indeed, Allah doesn't forbid you regarding those who never fought against you and who never expelled you from your houses, that you be kind to them and deal with them justly. This is the point that I made clear in regarding the ayah number 13 of Surah Al-Hujurat, that Muslim society, Muslim state, it has its own boundaries. The member of a Muslim society is only a Muslim. Full citizen of an Islamic state is only a Muslim. But there are two relationships of these Muslims with all the mankind. One is that the same Allah created them who created us. Number two, they are also the progeny of Adam and Eve, alayhi salam, just like us. So a friendship, a fraternity, a brotherhood, it can go on. But those who are hostile, who are opposing Allah, يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the matter is different. Now we are your enemies. You have to be very severe on them, very strict, very hard. اَتَبْدَعَوَ لِكُفَّارِ رُحَمَعُ بَيْنَهُ. So this is it. لَا يَنْهَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. Allah doesn't forbid you to have relations with those who never fought you, against you, regarding the لم يخرجوكم من دياركم, they never expel you from your houses. أن تبروهم, that you show them kindness, وتقسطوا إليهم, and you deal with them justly. إن الله يحب المقسطين. Really, Allah likes and loves those who are equitable. إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين. Allah is forbidding you from making friendship and taking them as friends, those who fought against you Siddin, regarding your deen. وَأَخْرَجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, they expel you from your homes. وَظَاهَرُوا عَلَىٰ إِخْرَاجِكُمْ, and they help each other, supporting each other in your expulsion. أَنْ تَوَلَّوْهُمْ, that you become friends with them. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ, and whosoever becomes a friend with them, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then definitely they are the evil doers. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا جاءكم المؤمنات مهاجرات فامتحنوهن. Now behind this, these ayat is also an incident. At the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, because I told you these ayat were revealed in the 8th year. When the Hudaybiyah Treaty was concluded, it was decided that if some Muslim comes from Makkah to Medina, runs away, his parents or his relatives had tied him down in chains, but now somehow he broke the chains and come over to Medina, he will have to be returned. But if someone from Medina goes and joins Kufar, the Kufar of Makkah will not return him. This was one of the two unequal terms. But what about women? This question was not settled at that time. And it was a sensitive issue. A relationship of marriage. A Muslim has migrated. The wife is there. And she is kafira, mushrika. Is she still your wife or not? Or if a woman in Makkah, she embraces Islam and comes over to Medina, are you bound to return them according to the term of the Treaty of Hudaybiyah? But then such a case came before the Prophet, he decided no. The terms of Hudaybiyah contracts never covered women. They are exempt. If a Muslim woman comes to Medina, she will not be returned. But there was a possibility. Maybe the mushrikeen, the enemies, are sending spies in their guise. So this is the instruction. When some mu'min woman comes over from Makkah to Medina, then test her whether she is really a mu'min or not. Ya ayyuhal ladheena aamanu idha jaakumul mu'minatu muhajiratin. O you who believe, when mu'min, believing women come to you, immigrating, famtahinuhunna, to test them. Allah alamu bi imanihin. Allah very well knows whether they have iman or not. And nobody can know it surely. But you can guess, you can judge. Talk to them. You will come to know whether she is sincere mu'mina or not. فَإِنْ عَلِمْتُمُوهُنَّ مُؤْمِنَاتٍ, then if you conclude that they are truly believing women, فَلَا تَرْجِعُوهُنَّ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ, don't return them to the unbelievers. لَا هُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ, now they are not lawful for them. Now this woman had a husband and he is a kafir, but due to her becoming a mu'mina, now that this bond of marriage has broken. Now she is not lawful wife of that kafir husband at Makkah. لَا هُنَّ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ, neither are these women lawful for those men. وَلَا هُمْ يَحِلُّونَ لَهُنَّ, nor are they, those kuffar men, lawful for these Muslim women. وَآتُوهُمْ أَنْفَقُوا, now they could say, the kafir husband, I paid her so much dower, so you return. Oh Muslims, you pay him back. Okay, this woman has entered Islam, she is our sister, she is with us now. You pay so much dower, we pay you the dower. آتوہم انفقو ولا جناح علیکم ان تنکحوہن اذا آتیتموہن اجورہن اینڈ دیئر از نو بلیم آن یو دیٹ یو میری دیم وین یو پے دیم دیئر دو بیکاز ناؤ دیٹ ہزبینڈ ہیز گاٹ ڈائیورس بٹ دیئر از نو نیڈ آف اینی ڈائیورس بیکاز ہی از کافر اینڈ شی ہیز بیکم اے مومنہ سو دی بانڈ آف میریج از آلریڈی فنشڈ سو دیئر از نو ہارم ناؤ یو کین میری ہر ولا تنفقوا بإثم الكوافر ان دی سیم وے او مسلم یو ڈونٹ ہولڈ ود یو دوز ویمن ان دی بانڈ آف میرج ہو آر کافرہ مشرکہ اینڈ اسٹل اسٹیئنگ ایٹ مکہ ولا تنفقوا بإثم الكوافر اینڈ ڈونٹ ہولڈ ناٹ ٹو دی ٹائز آف میرج آف دس بلیونگ ویمن بس انو مان فکتو اینڈ یو آلسو آسک for whatever you had paid to them. Well, yasalu maan faqu. And let them ask, demand from you, what they had spent. Now this is, you know, it seems, there's some understanding between the kuffar and the Muslims. Because the treaty was there. And this is all being done in that special environment of that treaty. Zalikum hukmullah. This is the command of Allah. Yahkumu bainakum. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides between you and commands you. Wallahu alimul hakeem. And Allah is all knower, all wise. فَإِنْ فَاتَكُمْ شَيْءٌ مِنْ أَزْوَاجِكُمْ إِلَى الْكُفَّارِ. Now if any part of doors of your wives has passed away from you to the disbelievers, so فَعَاقَبْتُمْ. So when you have your term of triumph, you have some booty. فَآتُوا الَّذِينَ ذَهَبَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُمْ. So now give some money to those whose wives have gone and they are not paying back the dowers also. Maslaman Saku, whatsoever they have spent on those wives who remained back in Makkah. Wattaqullaha allazi antum bihi mu'minun. And have fear of Allah on whom you believe, on whom you have faith and trust. Now, ya ayyuhan nabi, idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayyinaka. Now this is the subject of bay'ah again. Baya we had, number one, in Surah At-Tawbah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةَ. And in the end, فَاسْتَبْشِرُوا بِبَيْعِكُمُ الَّذِي بَايَعْتُمْ بِهِ. This bond of Iman is a bond of, it's a matter of sale and purchase. A believer, he sells himself and his belongings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the price is Jannah. But then only on that basis, this bay'ah was taken by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايَعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايَعُونَ اللَّهِ. And we have read it in Surah Al-Fath. Really, who are giving you their bay'ah, who are pledging themselves to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Actually, they are giving their bay'ah to Allah. Over your two hands, hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hand of the person who was giving bay'ah, there is a third hand also. يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. Allah's hand is over their hands. So it's a tripartite agreement. Same deed is between Allah and the believer moment. But now, the believer moment will spend his life, his time, his money, according to the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this bay'ah was the basis of this jama'ah that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established. So there is a hadith in Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim both. From Ubadah ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. بايانا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على السمع والطاعة في العسر واليسر والمنشط والمكره وعلى عثرة علينا وعلى أن لا ننازل أمر أهله وعلى أن نقول بالحق إذا ما كنا لا نخاف في الله لومة لائم. Nine articles of prayer. We pledge ourselves to the Messenger of Allah that we shall listen to whatever he says. Number one. Number two, obey him. Number three, fil usr, whether it is difficult. Number four, or easy. Number five, fil manshat, whether we feel like doing it. Feel inclined towards that. Wal makra, or we have to force ourselves to do it. Wa'ala asaratin alayna, although others might be preferred to us. He can never say, we are your old friends and old comrades, old servants. How come you have appointed a newcomer as Amir on us? No, no, it's your prerogative. You fix whomsoever you like. And we shall not quarrel with those whom you place at the helm of affairs regarding discipline. But we shall give our honest opinions every what, all times, everywhere, anywhere we shall have, we shall be, wherever we shall be. And we shall not fear that may people laugh at it, what he is saying. So this 9 articles of bayah, muttafaqun alayh, Bukhari and Muslim both contains this. But now, Quran mentions the bayah of men. But these articles of bayah are not given in Quran. They are in the hadith, although it is muttafaqun alayh hadith. Regarding authenticity is very close to Quran. Muttafaqun alayh hadith, regarding its authenticity comes very close to Quran. But regarding women, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the privilege that there, the items of bayah are given here in ayah. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O messenger, O prophet. Idha ja'akal mu'minatu yubayyinaka. When believing women come to you to pledge themselves. Allah, now these are the articles. Allah yushrikna billahi shayyan. Number one. They will not associate with Allah anything. Wala yasrikna. And they won't steal. Wala yazmina. They won't commit adultery. Wala yaqtulna auladahunna. They will not kill their offspring. Wala yatina bi buhtanin. Yaftarinahu baina aydiyahunna wa arjulihinna. And they will not come up with a calumny, slander, that they might forge between their hands and their feet. And that they will not, lastly, six. Wala yasinaka fi ma'rufin. That they will not disobey you in whatever is right, that is within the limits of the Sharia. 6 articles of bayah for women. Now what was the benefit of this bayah? The women folk also had a feeling that we belong to this party. Although the active, you know, participation in jihad and qital, that was not binding on them. But a sense of belonging to a group, belonging to a party. This jama'ah, concept of jama'ah is so important that women should also be included in that. فَبَعِيَهُنَّا So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, accept their bayah, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُنَّ اللَّهِ and ask Allah forgiveness for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ Verily Allah is forgiving, merciful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَوَلَّوا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Now this is the final touch of this discussion which we have from Surah Al-Mujadala, Surah Al-Hashr, this conflict, Hezbollah, Hezbollah, etc. Final. لَا تَتَوَلَّوْا قَوْمًا غَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ Don't make friends with those. Allah's wrath is on them, on whom there is wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have rejected the faith. They are opposing Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are resisting the permission of Deen of Allah on earth. Don't make sense with them. قَدْ يَيْسُوا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ كَمَا يَيْسَ الْكُفَّارُ مِنَ أَصْحَابِ الْقُبُورِ These people have despaired absolutely from hereafter. Just as the disbelievers despair. These players who are the inmates of the graves, they have despaired. Despaired of what? They have despaired from the mercy of Allah. They know. We are not going to have any mercy. Or these kuffar have despaired that those who are in graves that cannot be resurrected. These are the two ways in which this ayah has been translated. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر